Welcome to another episode of the It Ain't Wrong to Be Strong podcast series brought to you by RamFit Athleisure. My name is Rob James. I'm the host of the series. I'm also the CTO and founder of RamFit Athleisure, menswear for mission-driven masculine men. We're a constant reminder of how far you've come and that giving up, giving in, and taking a backward step is never an option. Now, that should be your mindset when you're out there chasing after your own hopes, dreams, goals, and ambitions, because it's on you to make shit happen and it's on you to get shit done. Nobody cares because they're all too busy being the hero in their own story, and it's time for you to do the same. So silence your inner critic, think big, take massive action, and go out there and start living your best life because you're running out of tomorrows. In today's episode, I want to talk about something called confronting your own mortality and living life with a sense of urgency. Now, it's a little bit of a tongue twister and it's quite a long sentence or a long title, I get it. But I do want to talk about it in a little bit more detail because when we confront our own mortality, we can start living life with a sense of urgency because we know that we're running out of tomorrows and life is ending 1 minute at a time. And when you do live with that mindset, you start making shit happen and getting shit done. Because you know that you don't have time. And it's the kind of people who sit around watching televised sport, they're going to games of a weekend, they're gambling, they're partying, and generally being distracted, they don't understand that their life is ending 1 minute at a time. So they're just going to keep drifting. And that's what we end up doing throughout our entire life. And there's a lot of people who do it. Now, I'm not saying don't go out there and have a good time because we all need a bit of a release, I get it. And I'm not saying that people who go to football stadiums and watch games of a Saturday night are bad people. But what I am saying is if you're the kind of person who is constantly distracted every weekend and you sit around watching people that you don't even know and you probably wouldn't even like live their best life, then you're wasting your life away and you're not living up to your true and fullest potential as God intended. So the best thing that you can do is start taking control of your own mind, your own thoughts, your time, your energy, and all of that kind of thing, and direct them all into worthwhile endeavors that will help you level up and live up to your true and fullest potential. Because that's why we're here. We're not here to start living life through other people's expectations, because if we are drifting and we don't take control of our own mind and we don't have an aim and definite purpose, then someone is going to take control of our minds for us and start using us as a resource to help them live up to their true and fullest potential. And again, that's not what we're here to do. So the best thing that you can do is start confronting your own mortality and realize that we are running out of time and life is ending 1 minute at a time. It literally is. And when we do that, then we can start living life with a sense of urgency. Now, you know, I've had a few people that I've known, and one of my best friends died recently, and, you know, it's really sad. So what I do is instead of kind of thinking, you know, go down this path of depression and anxiety and all that sort of stuff, I take control of my own mind because that's what my best mate would have wanted me to do so that I can start living up to my full potential. And I do that in honor of my mate, Jamie. And you know, we had great times as kids, and he lived over the back as a young boy. He lived over the back of my parents, and we used to hang out every afternoon. He used to go down there and play handball. And if he was still here today, and if he had a second chance at life, I am sure that he would start living life with a sense of urgency because he's confronted his own mortality. And that's pretty obvious because, you know, he had a second chance at life. So he faced his own death. And he's come back. But unfortunately, that isn't the case. So we need to learn from these experiences that we go through and understand that it could be any one of us. Tomorrow I could die. Tomorrow you could die. Your friends, your family, your parents, whatever it is. Life isn't guaranteed to anybody. And tomorrow isn't guaranteed to you or me. So the best thing that we can do is understand that we're not going to be around forever. And we need to take control of our own mind, our own thoughts, our own energy, our own time, and start directing them into things that mean something to us. And that way, we can live them with passion, we can live them with purpose, and we can start honoring the people around us who have passed on and don't have the opportunity to do that. Because like I said, I guarantee if they had a second chance at life, they would want to be doing it and they would be doing it. So learn from this, guys, and go out there and start living life with a sense of urgency. Now, when you start doing that, you start living life with more clarity as well, and you start realizing what really is important. And when you confront your own mortality, and when you start living life with a sense, well, you're living life with purpose and passion and with a sense of urgency, then you know that gambling, partying, porn, watching TV, watching reality TV, watching and cheering on sportsmen and women that you don't even know and probably wouldn't even like, these kinds of things don't mean shit. And they won't help you level up, and they won't help you with your own mental health and to live life in a positive way and raise your frequency. Watching other people have fun and live their best life is not doing anything for you, because the actual truth is, if you're spending your time going from each distraction to the next, from one distraction to the next, waiting for the football games to come around every weekend, it's fucking exhausting. I know, because I've been there. So if you want to be happy, if you want to live life with passion, if you want to be positive, if you want your mental health to be in a good place, and if you want your mind to be in a good place, and you want to be happy and have clarity and more positivity and a better mindset, and you think bigger and all those kinds of things, then start living with definiteness of purpose. And you only do that when you understand that you need to start living with a sense of urgency. So I encourage everybody to start living with more ambition, to start thinking bigger. And, you know, if you've had a lot of bad luck in your life and people have passed on and your parents are no longer around, ask yourself, what would they want you to be doing right now? And I guarantee they wouldn't want you to be gambling, watching porn, reality TV, going to sporting events every weekend. They wouldn't want you to be doing it. They would want you to be living up to your full potential and living your best life. Now, the downside to that is, I guess, is the people around you who don't want to do it, then they're going to feel threatened, and they're going to be envious, and they're going to start having they're going to start being more cynical. But it's up to you to start developing this thick skin so that you don't be you're not affected by this kind of shit and these kind of people that are around you. Because I promise you, when you start living with definiteness of purpose and with a sense of urgency, then you'll have clarity and you'll be happier, and you'll make the people around you who are unhappy and who have checked out of life and are cynical and miserable and all of those kinds of things, they're not going to like you for it, and you are going to make them very uncomfortable, which is why they start becoming envious and cynical and start hanging shit on you and gossiping about you and, you know, being critical of everything that you're doing and telling you that you can't do that. You know, you're not educated enough. You're not smart enough. You're, you know, all of these things that they start firing off at you. This is when it starts to happen. And these people have checked out of life. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to encourage you to do the same. So start living with a sense of urgency, with definiteness of purpose, with ambition. And it doesn't matter how old you are, it's never too late to start living with ambition. It's never too late to start changing your own life. But the problem is, it's on you to do it. And I always say this, nobody's coming to save you. And that's not that you're a bad person or the world's fucked or it's no, you know, it's not a time to start complaining and blaming everything and everybody. Okay, it's time to understand that nobody is coming to save you. It's on you to be a problem solver and to start solving your own problems so that you can start living up to your full potential as a man. And when you start doing that, you become more magnetic. So everybody wins. You're attracting women, feminine women, because feminine women want a man who is conscious, who is driven, who is mission-driven, is living with definiteness of purpose, has clarity, is positive. These are all things that feminine women find attractive in a man. Masculinity, and that's what it's all about. So if you want to have a better, fuller, happier, more productive, clearer life with more direction and more aim, and you don't want to wander anymore aimlessly, and you want to stop drifting, then start doing these things. It's okay to have ambition. It's okay to want more and better. That's how the world gets better. That's how things progress. Somebody wants more and better. And it's okay to be like that as long as you don't violate the rights of other people. If you're hurting people or you're walking all over everybody else to get what you want out of life, then trust me, it's going to come down and it's going to crash down upon you and you won't know what happened. It'll hit you like a ton of bricks. So there's another saying, always be nice to people on your way up because you never know who you're going to meet on the way down. So it's up to you guys to start living with ambition, with a sense of urgency, and start living with definiteness of purpose so that you can get what you want out of life and start working on being the man that you want to be. Nobody is going to help you, and in fact, the odds will be against you. But the fun part is you're making step after step after step in the direction that you want to move, and that gives you a better state of mind. And the reason is because you're blissfully happy. You're not wasting time being distracted. You're not chasing meaningless, distractions and events and having meaningless conversations with people like gossiping. So, guys, have a think about it. Start living with definiteness of purpose, a sense of urgency, and, you know, go out there and start living your best life and living up to your full potential. I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. I look forward to chatting with you next week. And until then, keep winning and stay positive. Cheers.